is a big empty void to my right that's unavoidable to notice. But I do not want this day to be a downer. Dad's the lucky one. And we who grieve... We who grieve that are Christian must keep a clear separation between that side of our nature that disagrees with God's timing because I simply miss my dad. But God doeth all things well, and we must recognize that these are the times we demonstrate the reality of our faith. We're a lucky church. We're a lucky people. I'm a lucky son. Not everybody can do what I do. If I miss him too much, you guys better watch me. If I happen to miss Dad too much, I know how to fix it. Wait a minute.
Hold it! Now get the beat. Come on, get up. Come on.
Father, but it has been much easier because I have some brothers who were willing to come and fill the void. Jake Hess, years ago, I felt that God wanted Jake Hess to be the Bev Shea of this ministry. He is the world's greatest gospel singer. There is no question about that. This is home to him. He was telling Mom last night how many times he and his wife look at each other late at night and say, I wonder who's on festival tonight. I wonder how long they're going to be, how late the program will run. When I called Jake, I didn't need to remind him. He and my dad had a pact. If Jake went first, Dad was to sing Victory in Jesus at his funeral. If Dad went first, Jake was to sing It's Not All Over, which he will do at this afternoon's memorial service. But for this church service today, I want Jake to come and sing Living Waters. Get it ready back there, fellas. This is one you instruments don't even have to lip sync on. There's your mic right there.
Well, this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I've been on my knees in the night, and I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got heaven on my mind. Don't you know I wanna go where the milk and honey flow? There's a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. I got heaven on my mind, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. I've been walking with Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb, traveling a road to the sky, where I know I live when I die. He keeps telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand, and he said that a home would be mine, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got heaven on my mind. Don't you know I want to go where the milk and honey flows? There's a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. I got heaven on my mind, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Oh, I got heaven on my mind.
Boys, move quickly back there. I want Jake to sing one more. What a lovely name. Are you glad Jake come home? Pretty obvious.
Wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of my Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. What a lovely name, the name of my Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star. Let the world proclaim, oh, what a lovely name. In his name there's wondrous power, power to redeem, making sinners clean. And by his power he cleansed the leper, opened blinded eyes, caused the dead to rise. What a lovely name, the name of my Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star.
Book is open today. There will be that space of time between the close of this service and the opening of the memorial service at 2 p.m. And for you that are listening by television in San Francisco area, Northern California, tomorrow at 2 p.m. there will be a memorial service in the University Cathedral Chapel at Sunset Mausoleum. Take Central Street exit off 80, over to San Pablo, right one block to Fairmount, follow Fairmount to Calusa, it dead ends at the entrance of the Sunset View Cemetery at the top of the hill, Sunset Mausoleum. If you ask why, Dad is interred there instead of here in Southern California. We value both congregations, but more importantly, we control and have been the trustees for almost 20 years now. In fact, a little over 20 years of Sunset Mausoleum, and that means that Dad's tabernacle that he has laid down until that great day of the resurrection is in our care. And I wanted it that way. We will be, we thought, starting services at the University Cathedral Chapel November 2nd. And we were getting the mausoleum polished for that event. God had this event in mind. There are many guests here today, and I welcome all of you. We do not have the time to welcome each one, but I recognize faces, and we're delighted to have you with us today. It's offering time. You come on out here to this mic, John. Move it without disturbing the flowers, but move it over if you have to a little so that you're out here where they can see you. Can you hear your monitor there, I hope? If there is anything that I want today to demonstrate, this work goes on. God promoted one of our generals to another place in his kingdom, but we march forward. We're not just looking back. The memories we cherish, we will hold, but this faith ministry and the reason we are planting the flag of faith and the upward look in this city of the angels has not changed one iota. I have said that which I'll miss the most is the supportive prayers of my dad. I expect you to pick up that slack, and we march ever forward. Now, dig down deep. We didn't have much time this week to talk about the faith that must continue to be exercised to keep this ministry alive. You will do your part now. The song is my favorite that the band sings, Stranger in Town. Let it go, and ushers receive the morning offering.
There's a stranger in our town. There's a stranger.
John, you don't have to stand there like Jake. Jake's got his own style. You do yours.
There's a stranger in our town. There's a stranger in our town. And he to the blind. There's a stranger in our town. There's a stranger in town. And he's given sight to the blind. There's a stranger in town. There's a stranger in our town. And he's given sight to the blind.
And he looks like no one that I've ever seen before.
Sight to
Some people think that in order to be spiritual, you must always be floating 40 feet off the ground and acting weird. One of the things that I always loved about my dad, he was just a man, man's man. He never liked stained glass tones and voice when people prayed. I learned early as a boy that to pray as my dad was heard to pray, he talked to God just as though he was standing in front of him. Didn't change tones and pronounce God as God. He liked country western music. Dad picked a banjo, played a guitar. I thought sang pretty good. Now, it is always a great joy for me to find that people have had their lives touched watching and listening by television. And I didn't know them. Every so often, someone will step forward out of that black hole that is the camera that I look at and become a real person and let me know that I've been in their home and they have loved and received strength from the ministry for many years. I doubt that you had a more loving fan, Merle Haggard, than my dad. You didn't know that until you came here. And I saw my dad begin to glow when Merle stepped on the platform on anniversary Sunday, and he couldn't restrain himself when Merle went to sit down. He had to get up and shake his hand. I do remember when the obstacles of life that all of us face and some of us hide that we're facing get so strong you've got to turn to someone. It was very meaningful to me that in a time of personal crisis, Merle Haggard called me. And I turned instantly to Merle when Dad died and called and asked and felt it was a miracle that he was close enough that he could be here, because Dad had said to me what he said about Jake's song. He says, "I hope that Merle can come and sing if I could only fly at my funeral." Well, the funeral is this afternoon. Today, Merle is with us in a celebration of joy. He listens by satellite. He has been a friend of ours across the country. I think that when he steps up, you will show him your appreciation and warmth that you feel for his being in heart attached to us. And I want Merle to feel comfortable. I want no feeling that he has to somehow float 40 feet up there and look spiritual. I mean, I know on festival I've become known with my hat. He said, "My hat's like your Bible. I got to hang on to something." Hat's better than other things to hang on to. Seated except Teresa. You remain standing, his lovely lady. Dad was going to dedicate your new baby. I hope you'll give me the chance.
Yeah, we'll do that.
And my friend and yours, and you're among friends, bring your band in, take all the time to set up. You know what I asked him to sing? On festival, I have him play all the time. I don't even know the name of the song.
If You Want to Be My Woman.
If You Want to Be My Woman is the name. I have him. All I know is it's got a line in it. You're going to ride my Cadillac, baby, you're going to pay. Now, I'm going to take a second offering before this service is over, and I want the spirit of this song to get through, that if you're going to ride in this Cadillac, you're going to pay.
We've got just a few of our band with us today. There's going to be a few of our band wonder how come they didn't get called. Well, this is, like you said, an unexpected promotion, and we didn't have any warning of it either. But have we got our guitars hooked up there, Clint? All right. We've got three or four of the strangers here with us, and I want to introduce them to you before we start off. On piano, Mark Geary, who was with me before when we came down. On piano. And back on the drums, Big Biff Adams, ladies and gentlemen. On the bass there behind this big TV set is JoJo Reed from Louisiana. And back on guitar, Clint Strong, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, Teresa.
Feel like riding in the country in my Cadillac. When I try to kiss you, you keep on pushing me back. You say you like to party on the money that I earn. Can you give me just a sample? I'm before I sign the deed. Don't look at me like, baby, you don't understand. If you want to be my woman, then you know you've got to let me be the man.
Hey there.